Zakt Mishnah Vayit Masechta Shviyas Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So in the previous Mishnah we learned that if you have a bona fide stay ilan with good strong trees, you can have as little as 3 trees in a very large relative area of a besa, which is about 100 feet by 100 feet, and the entire area between the trees, around the trees, it's all considered stay ilan, an orchard as opposed to a field of grain. And therefore the halacha is you have in year number 6 before Shemitah up until Shavuos to keep plowing. You don't have to stop by Pesach. The Mishnah told us that they have to be fig trees that could produce a block of pressed figs that weighs the same as 60 Italian mona. Now our Mishnah in Mishnah Gimel tells us as follows. Echad ilan sirak. Let's say we have trees that are not fruit trees. I have 3 trees that do not produce fruit, and they're planted 3 per besa. The echad ilan meichel, or any type of tree that does produce fruit. It doesn't make a difference. Royin oisan ki ilu hin te'enim. We're going to look at this as if they were fig trees. What does this mean, as if they were fig trees? We say, we're going to assess this tree. If this type of a tree were a fig tree, were it to produce that amount, imruyim lasais, kicker devela, shel shishim mona betalki, if a fig tree that would be the same size as this other fruit tree, or this tree that doesn't produce fruit at all, if this size of a tree would be able to give us this loaf of pressed figs weighing 60 Italian mona, then the entire besa is called an orchard, not a grain field. And therefore, Charshin kol beisa b'shvilan, you can plow the entire beisa for their benefit, all the way up until Shavuos, well after Pesach. But pachas mikan, if I'm looking at this tree, which is an orange tree, or I'm looking at this tree which is doesn't produce any fruit, was planted for wood, and I'm saying if this were to be a fig tree, looking at the size of the tree, it would produce less than a loaf of pressed figs weighing 60 Italian mana, then ein charshim lehem el litzarchan. You can't plow the entire besa until Shavuos. You can only plow what they need, and what they need, we explained also in the previous Mishnah, is maloi ha'oira v'saloi, directly underneath the branches, and a little bit outside of the branches, the space you would need for the person harvesting the figs and his basket, which is approximately, as we said, another 2 amos. So, chazing over our Mishnah, whether it's a tree that doesn't produce pears at all, or whether it's another type of a fruit tree, I'm still going to measure it by the figs. How can I measure it by figs if it doesn't produce any figs? I'm going to look at this tree and say, the size of such a tree, could it produce the kicker devela of shishi mana b'italki, according to the Italian mana? If it could, then you have a license to plow the entire base sa up until Shavuos. But if this tree could not, had it been a fig tree, then it does not have a din of a stay ilan. You can only plow right underneath it and a little bit more the area of where a person would stand to collect the figs and its basket.